Welcome to a reading of the original Christmas story in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20 from the King James Version of the Bible. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. If you're new to my channel, you need to know that this message strayed from my usual format. I normally read a much shorter Bible passage, like 2 verses instead of 20. Today, I'm going to skip the Bible teaching portion of these weekly messages, but I do want to give you a life-giving affirmation. So stick with me for just a few more minutes, especially if you need some encouragement to get you through the holidays. Thank you for joining me on this Christmas day. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am honored that you've chosen to be here. Our words have the power of life and death, and I want us speaking life. That's why I ask you to repeat a declaration of truth with me, and why I call this playlist Believe and Speak. I want to empower your tongue with truth, and this time the truth is found in a wonderful promise tucked into Luke 2, 1 through 20. Jesus brings me joy and peace. That is the declaration that I drew out of the Christmas story, and I would love for you to repeat it out loud with me right now. Jesus brings me joy and peace. My friend, I know that Christmas isn't always filled with joy and peace. Many of you are hurting, which makes this season hard. I know. My mom died the day after Christmas. It's been 5 years, but I still miss her terribly, especially today, because Christmas was my mom's favorite holiday. She gave the best dinner parties and the most thoughtful gifts. She loved Jesus. And she and my dad are the reason I love Jesus too. The Christmas story reminds us that Jesus came to a hurting world to bring hope. I'm reminded of the lyrics to O Holy Night. The first verse has this wonderful phrase, "A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn." My friend, a new and glorious morn is your guarantee when you love Jesus. Last week, I shared a prophecy from Isaiah about the birth of Jesus. And today, I want to read a prophecy about the ministry of Jesus. And it's in Isaiah 2. "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance for our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor." Jesus read that scripture as a way of revealing Himself as the Messiah. In Luke 4:18, He claimed to be the fulfillment of that prophecy. He proved it with His life, death, and resurrection. I invite you to focus on God's gift of joy and peace this Christmas, especially if you're hurting. Will you declare this with me? Jesus brings me joy and peace. God is faithful to keep His promise, and He has promised you the gift of peace. I pray that you receive it with abundant joy today and every day. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for the Christmas story. I thank You that You were willing to send Your Son, that Jesus was willing to take on human flesh, to confine Himself, to humble Himself, and eventually humble Himself to a criminal's death on the cross. Lord God, I thank You for all that it means for us today, that because of Jesus, we can have peace. Jesus said that in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you, my own peace I give to you." And so, Father, we ask for that, probably more than anything else this Christmas, is the peace in knowing that we have an eternally secure future with You, so that no matter what happens this side of heaven, Lord, we know what awaits us. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords sat down at Your right hand because He had accomplished everything He needed to do to secure that place for us in eternity with You. And we are so thankful for the indescribable gift of God's grace. Lord, we ask for peace this holiday season, peace in our homes, peace in our hearts. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me for Believe and Speak, and I would love for you to leave a comment about your Christmas Day traditions and whether it includes reading the Christmas story that I just read out of Luke. I invite you to click or tap like. It means so much to me when you do that, and be sure to subscribe and don't forget that notification bell so you can come back to join me for my regular format. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the message that I gave last year around this time is every bit as relevant today. So click the Watch Next video on your right to find out what's in store for you in the coming year. And remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.